Post-traumatic stress disorder is a condition that can affect a subset of people after a traumatic event like the campfire. Symptoms can include nightmares or having memories about the trauma when you're trying not to think about it, getting emotionally upset, having your heart start to race or trembling, shaking, and even getting nauseous when thinking about it. Dr. Anka Vajanovic is the director of the Trauma and Stress Studies Center at the University of Houston. She says while some are at risk for the condition, the majority of campfire survivors will recover.
PTSD affects about 8% of the general population. We see higher rates in populations exposed to chronic trauma, like first responders or military veterans. There are some risk factors we know that have been associated with PTSD, and those include experiencing anxiety or mood issues prior to the trauma, having a history of other traumatic events, childhood abuse, car accidents, other types of traumas prior to the most recent trauma can increase risk. We know women tend to be at higher risk of developing PTSD than men. So those are some kind of key risk factors. How we define trauma in terms of the diagnosis of PTSD is experiencing actual or threatened death, witnessing it. So that can certainly include witnessing neighbors or friends experience something, learning that a trauma happened to a close family member or friend. But that's not to say that there could be a whole host of other events that are certainly extremely stressful and distressing that people can experience that they themselves might think of as traumatic. If they experience the symptoms for a month or more, it may certainly be time to seek additional mental health support or counseling services. But I think it's important to note that in the aftermath of any kind of trauma, especially as we know with any kind of fires or natural disasters, there can be weeks or sometimes months that are consumed with lots of activities geared toward restoring a new normal for people. And so sometimes the actual psychological impact in those instances can be delayed. So if someone lost a home, for example, the first weeks or months following that can be a very busy and upsetting time, but it's often geared toward, rebuilding, moving, reestablishing. And so it's important to note that the emotional impact and the psychological impact can be delayed in those instances. So to be on the lookout for these symptoms after that period of time, symptoms of anxiety, depression, PTSD. But typically for most of us, by around a month, those symptoms would kind of dissipate a bit. And that's when, if we know they're staying the same or they're getting worse, that's generally a good indicator. There's been a lot of research or growing research and interest in the application of mindfulness or mindfulness-based practices, including yoga, in the prevention or treatment of PTSD. And the research is promising so far. And what mindfulness is it's adopting a present-centered stance where the person is aware of the present moment and aware of their, emotional experiences, their thoughts in the moment, and accepting any emotional or physical sensations that may be happening in the moment, accepting them non-judgmentally. The reason that mindfulness can be so powerful is that in various types of psychological disturbances, our mind is pulled to the past, sort of thinking about things that happened, or our mind is pulled to the future, so worrying about how things might be, what might happen, the kind of what-if questions. And so if we just center our minds in the present moment, that can combat a lot of those types of symptoms.
That was Dr. Anka Vajanovic, the director of the Trauma and Stress Studies Center at the University of Houston.